And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. I've been around for 25 years. This is a very, very special program because I talk about life issues and relationship issues in a very special way. A way that, Lord willing, you might be awakened from your slumber. Now, let's begin. In case you haven't noticed, and I know you have, things are not so good. There's trouble in the world. A lot of trouble. I don't see how things are going to get better in the world because the trouble increases, and increasingly people seem to be lost. Here in the United States, we seem to have fallen away from what we once had. We were a very great and noble to a large extent. Of course, there's always been treachery and deceit and dishonesty and greed and so on. But never, never have I seen greed reach such proportions. And never have I seen people so foolishly brash about what they do and what they say, including our leaders. You know, where are the George Washingtons? Oh, how we need a George Washington. Where are they? We need them. Pray God that one arises to help the American people. But what can I say about the world other than it's not so good? I love bumper stickers and I love t-shirts, funny ones. And one of my favorites is the t-shirt that says, "Where are we going and why am I in this handbasket?" Seems like that's the way of the world right now. So, what can I say? Well, I can talk to the individual person. See, you can wake up in your own life. In your own life, you can wake up. I was listening to a nice program the other day. I think it might have been Focus on the Family. I'm not sure, but there was a very nice lady on there, and she was talking about young ladies and how they seem to lack discernment. You know, the way they dress, the things they do, the place they go, the people they hang around with, you know, the kind of texting they do and internet surfing and social media and all that stuff, they seem to lack discernment. They do foolish things and as if they didn't even know they were doing foolish things. So my question is, I believe that may be the case, that a lot of people lack discernment, a lot of young people. But then the next question is, where is the Father? Where is the Father? See, to a certain extent, you expect kids, you see, little children need to be watched and protected. See, little children need to be watched. And older children need guidance and boundaries, and they need the presence of a calm, patient, wise adult. An adult with discernment, an adult with wisdom. But where are they? See, that's what Father is supposed to be. That is what Father is supposed to be. I have a very popular relationships blog where I write articles and blog posts and make audio and I write books. I've written some wonderful books on relationships. And I help people to heal their relationships, to fix the issues in their relationship so they can be happy again. I help them. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I think you ought to pay close attention to this program. You're fortunate if you happen to stumble upon it. And you're even more fortunate if you listen to me and see that there's something in what I say, and if you can track with me. And you're even more fortunate yet if you're moved to make some positive changes in your life. Now, I want to make this a program that will be good for all time. Good now, good 10 years from now. Good in good times and good for you in bad times. So you can listen in and very quickly know what it is that you need to do. Christ said, repent. Repent and be baptized, is what we were told. But the first thing is repent. Repent. And it said, so what does that mean? So what do you need to do? Okay, first thing you need to do is listen to me. And later you need to write down the web address for my blog and my 24/7 self-help resource center so you can find it. You need to... Here's what you need to do. If you want to make some positive changes in your life, I don't care whether you're a young person or whether you're a mom or a dad, or husband, wife, whether you're single, whether you're 20 or whether you're 80, I don't care. The advice is good for all. The first thing you need to do is wake up. You need to wake up, okay? Because now, undoubtedly, you are lost in thinking. Lost in daydreams, lost in emotions. See, you get lost in thinking, okay? And you get pulled into and overwhelmed by emotions. Emotions are like a drug, okay? I was teaching a class the other day and I was talking about the danger of being upset. Being upset, for example, getting all upset, having an argument and going out and driving, and you're not in condition to be driving if you're all upset. Let somebody else drive or wait until you calm down. So I was talking about that, and one lady raised her hand and she said, yes, she said, and I also don't drive as well, and I'm sometimes not even in condition to drive when I'm too excited and happy about something. She's a very, very wise lady. See, when people are all excited, they're under the influence of excitement and arousal. And they make mistakes too, don't they? Have you ever wanted something too much and you bought it and later you said, what did I do that for? See? Or you ranted and raved and screamed at a football game and then something happened. You know, you stumbled on the stairs or you hurt your voice or something. See? It's foolish. So you see how being excited in so-called positive emotions can also be detrimental. See? So what you need is to be more on an even keel. More on an even keel. And not lost, not under the influence of emotions, and lost in daydreams. I'll never forget when I was a kid, a young man, growing up in Salt Lake City, Utah. Beautiful, beautiful place. But there was a basketball player, I can't remember his name now. This was many years ago, and I think it was Utah State. I don't think it was the University of Utah. I believe it was Utah State. And he had just had the game of his life. He had just scored, 40 or 50 points, I don't remember. He was a great player. He would definitely have been an All-American type and then gone on to a pro and probably done well in pro professional basketball and so on. But anyway, to make a long story short, he just had the game of his life. And he was walking home in the snow. He was walking home in the snow, short distance, or walking from the car to the home. I don't know what he was doing, but he's somehow walking in the snow. And I'm sure he was thinking about the game. He was thinking about what happened and the baskets that he made and the crowd cheering and so on and so forth. And he was lost in thinking and lost in those of the high. He was lost in the high, see? And lost in thinking about how wonderful, the wonderful shots he had made and so forth. And he stepped on a downed power line and he was killed. They were there to see if he'd have been paying attention. If he hadn't been lost in thinking, he wouldn't have stepped on the power line, you see. So that's just an example. So you need to wake up from your daydreams, see. And you need to, because down there in your daydreams, see, daydreams become nightmares, see. And you're lost in your thinking, and down there your voices talk to you, and they tell you all kinds of things. So you don't want to be lost down there. And you don't want to be under the influence of emotions. You need to wake up, and that's why I have my meditations. I even have a brand new meditation. It's called a meditation for mental clarity and mental focus. It's beautiful. It's short. It's like two parts. Each part is like 5 minutes. It's fantastic. See? You can find it at my website, Meditation for Mental Clarity. It's free. Okay? Then the other thing you need to wake up from is being lost in your gadgets, lost in your internet, lost in your music, with your earbuds in, lost in texting, lost in your iPhone. See? You got to get out of those so you're not lost in those. You got to come back to reality and hear the birds sing and the beautiful music in the background on my program. Hear the birds sing and see the sunshine and hear the wind in the trees. And you shall recover from your afflictions. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland Trujillo. I've been around for 25 years and I know what I'm talking about. And I'm trying to help you. Do you realize that I pay for this airtime myself? I've done this for 25 years. Okay, so I've got the bona fides. I've got the bona fides as far as doing something to help people and not being greedy and not doing it for ulterior motive. Okay, now of course I benefit too. When I help you, it's good for me. when I get on the radio and talk and say some of these things, some of which are stunning. Some of the things I say are beautiful. Some are stunning. Some are just very, very wise. Then I hear them myself. I hear what I say myself. And sometimes I even realize something from what I said. Okay? But I do. So how many? I've spent so much of my own money to help people. It's a volunteer effort. I buy the airtime. I don't work for the station. See, you didn't know that. See? And how long have I done it? A month? 2 6 months? No, I've done it for 25 years. Okay? Now, okay, so I said you need to wake up. See? And how do you do that? Well, most of us are so lost in our thinking, so lost in our daydreams and our pipe dreams and thinking about what you did yesterday and reliving the past and planning for the future, see? And worrying, there you go. When you're lost in your daydreams, see? And so what comes to you from down there, then you make mistakes. You make mistakes in your relationships with your family, in your decisions, you know, handling your money, your job, everything. You make mistakes all over the place. And then the worse things get, the more you want to hide. And the more you hide, the worse things get. So you need to wake up, okay? But the thing is now you need to stay awake. Now, some of us have a wake-up call. You know, the morning after the night before, you wake up. And you think about what you did the night before and you say, oh my God. See, it's a wake-up call. But then you have to stay awake. Do you want to be awake all the time? People wake up and then they go back to sleep. Some people have a wake-up call where they suddenly have a heart attack or they get cancer or something and they go through a lot of treatment. See, they get better. They get better. See, but then soon they go back to their old ways again. Okay? Now other people, they have a wake-up call. You know, all of a sudden their wife says, I want a divorce. Their husband says, I want a divorce. See, one of their kids runs away from home. The kid tries to do harm himself. See, or a friend, a true friend, not a phony friend. We have lots of phony friends, don't we? They tell us we're wonderful as long as we don't pull the rug out for under them, and they pretend they don't see our faults, and we pretend we don't see their faults. But once in a while, you have a true friend that tells you the truth. See, which is what I am supposed to, which is what I am. Although I don't know you personally, I'm just talking on the radio. They tell you the truth, and it's a wake-up call. Okay. A wake-up call. One time there was a man who was always volunteering. He was never home for his family. He spent so much time volunteering. And he had a little girl, and they were having dinner. He and his wife and the little girl were having dinner. And he said, well, tonight I'm going over to such and such a place to volunteer again. And the little girl blurted out, oh, Daddy, you're not going to be gone again, are you? And it hit him like a ton of bricks. See, it stabbed him like with a knife. Because it was the truth, the plain, unvarnished truth from the mouth of a babe, in her innocence, she blurted out the truth. And he was stricken. But see, now some people are wicked, selfish, stupid, see. And they would have shut her up, told her to quiet down and don't talk back to me or something. But no, he was stricken. He took it to heart. And guess what? He changed his ways. He stopped volunteering so much and spent time at home. You see the injustice of being out helping everybody else and not being home? So he was home for his daughter. So he had a wake-up call. Okay, now we all have wake-up calls in our life. We have little wake-up calls. So take heed of your wake-up calls, and this program is a wake-up call. Okay? So this is a wake-up call. So that's why you need to get... So if you want to get out of your thinking, out of your imagination, out of being lost in your plans and dreams and schemes and worries, if you want to stop worrying, and if you want to stop being so emotional and calm down, then you absolutely should go to my website, find one of the meditations there. Some are free, some are a little something. All of them you can listen to the first part for free. Okay? But don't forget to help me. Very few people help me. See? Remember one time Christ healed a bunch of people. See? He healed them all. They all went away. Only one came back and said, thank you. One came back and said, thank you. And he said, where are all the rest? They didn't even say thank you. See? So yeah, I give a lot of things away free, but don't forget, take the free things, benefit from them, and then after you benefit, then remember to help me. Okay? So now, get to meditate, one of the meditations. If you want to wake up, see, some people don't want to wake up. They do not want to wake up. You know, like, there's a very nice man on the radio, and he always says, you know, if you're in bed asleep and your house is on fire, then you get up and make your escape or do what you have to do. Call 911 and do whatever you need to do in the situation. But some people want to pull the blanket back over their head and hide because they don't want to see the truth. See, well, you don't want to pull the blanket back over your head and hide in your daydreams and in your emotions and your MP3s and your music and your drugs and your marijuana. See? Did you know that marijuana comes between you and God? Did you know that if you resent somebody, especially if you resent your father, it comes between you and God? Did you know that? Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. So, here's the bottom line. You know why you're far away from God? You know why? It's because you're lost in your thoughts and lost in your gadgets. See, God is where thoughts are not. Down there in your imagination, down there where voices talk to you and tell you, you think it's your own voice telling you, go for it, you can do it. Everybody's out for their own. You should get your own too. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to know. Blah, 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 oh, blah, 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 blah. See? So then the voice down there totally corrupts you. And then after it's done corrupting you, then it says, you know, then it says, do away with yourself. You know, God hates you. Everybody hates you. You're ugly. You're stupid. Nobody loves you. The world would be better off without you. Blah, 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 blah. It's always the same story. Don't listen to it. Don't pay attention to it. Stand back. Mentally stand back. Observe it. Let it pass. Okay? It's a liar. It's always been a liar. It's always misled you to all the wrong people, all the wrong things. See? So get out of your thinking. How many times do I have to tell you? Okay? Now how do you do that? Get my meditation and learn to stand back. See, you can't stop thinking. Some thinking is appropriate. It is appropriate to do thinking. But the trouble is the kind of thinking that you've been doing has been misleading you. Plus you're lost in it. It's just a big distraction. Emotions are a distraction. So the point is when you're lost in your emotions, lost in your thinking, see, then you are not close to God. To get closer to God, you need to stand back. Stand back from being lost in those things, and all of a sudden you're back in the moment, in the eternal now. You hear the birds singing outside, you hear the wind blowing in the trees, and you're actually closer to God. Now God can, you know, you've heard of the still small voice, still meaning, silent, still small voice. And from within, then God can wordlessly, make you aware of things. See? It's like intuition. all of a sudden you look at the person that you thought was your friend, and they're off giving you marijuana, and they seem so nice and everything, or drugs or alcohol. And now you stand back, and all of a sudden, in the cold, clear light of truth, see, but it's not cold, it's actually warm. It feels cold to your ego because it dashes your illusions, but it's actually warm. Now you see the person for what they are. See, in God's inner light of truth, you see that person for what they are, and now you don't follow them anymore. See how simple that is? So when you're closer to God, then God will help you to see your own wrong, okay, quietly. He wants you to be a little bit sad about what you see about yourself. You know how you hated people and hated your mom, hated your dad, and took advantage of people and so on and so forth. He wants you to see those, be a little sorry for them, and then after you're sorry, see, then you realize that He forgives you. And now life is good and life is sweet again. Okay? You get my meditation. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. So now time to get started. Don't wait too long. When times get really tough and bad things happen, see, it becomes so frightful, so scary, so emotional that it becomes harder and harder to stand back and calmly become aware of, as I have just elucidated. So go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org, or talktoapastor.org, and get started. You'll be glad you did. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.